Today we're continuing our study of Paul's letter to the Philippians in this series called A Life Worth Living. And over the last few weeks, we have seen that when we come to Christ, Christ transforms our lives. He gives us a new heart. He gives us a new purpose. And he gives us a new attitude. And today we're going to reflect on how Christ gives us new responsibilities. That our freedom in Christ leads to new responsibility to live out the gospel in the world. And in our short reading today, there are three things that I want to focus on in particular. That we have to take responsibility for the transformation of our own lives. That we have to take responsibility for the transformation of the society in which we live. And we are to take responsibility for our role within the church. So first of all, we have to take responsibility for the transformation of our own lives. Paul writes, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." Now notice the word therefore right at the start of that sentence. I remember one of my tutors when I was at college saying that whenever you read Paul's letter and you see the word therefore, you need to ask yourself the question, what is the therefore there for? And the therefore in this verse is linking it to what Paul has just been saying. Linking back to the preceding verses, which talks about Jesus's faithfulness and obedience, and Julie reflected on that in last week's talk. And in the preceding verses, Paul writes this, "Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross." So Paul's talking about Christ's faithfulness and obedience, and he is saying, as Christ's people, we too must also be obedient to follow the example of Jesus. And Paul goes on to instruct them to continue to work out your salvation. Now, it's really important to make clear at the beginning that Paul is not saying that we are saved by the things that we do. We are not saved by works. Neither you nor I could any more save ourselves than we could fly to the moon. Instead, we are saved by grace through faith. Paul in Ephesians writes this, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." In other words, Paul is saying that we are saved by putting our faith and trust in Jesus and in what he has done for us through his death and resurrection. And it is grace because it is a freely given and undeserved gift that God grants to us. So we do not save ourselves by the things that we do, but by putting our trust and faith in Jesus. So going back to our reading in Philippians, what does Paul mean when he writes, "Continue to work out your salvation"? Well, he's calling the Philippians to take responsibility for their spiritual lives. Just to give you an illustration, just imagine I am going to sit an exam. If I'm going to sit an exam, I can't expect other people to do the revision for me. I have to do the revision. I have to do the hard work myself if I want to pass that exam. Or imagine if I wanted to compete in the Olympic Games. I can't expect other people to do the training for me. I have to do the training. I have to take responsibility for myself. And Paul actually uses in 1 Corinthians this idea of training, of athletes training for a competition, to describe our spiritual lives and the reality that we need to take responsibility for our spiritual development. He writes, "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it for a crown that will last forever." So what might it look like to take responsibility for our own lives, for our own spiritual transformation? Well, it comes through the daily reading of Scripture. It comes through prayer, through worship, and through acts of service. And as we do things, that is how we grow as Christians. That is how we grow in maturity of faith. It's about how we live out our faith in ordinary, everyday life. It's about how we treat other people, how we use our time and our resources, how we deal with the choices that face us daily. And it's about choosing to put God first. Working out our salvation means fulfilling our potential as the whole person that God has created us to be. And Paul says that we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, he is saying this is a critical task. In fact, this is the most important task that any of us have in life. Because it is possible to have a saved soul, but to live a wasted life. Tim Hughes composed a wonderful song called A Pocket Full of Faith. And in the opening verses of this song, we read these words. He says, "I don't want to get there at the end of it all, looking behind me to see that there was so much more. Take this pocket full of faith. It's all I have today. I'm giving it all. I'm giving it all." In other words, Tim Hughes in that song is saying, I don't want to get to the end of my life and to look back on my life and to realize that I've missed so many opportunities to serve God, to love God. I don't want to get to the end of my life to realize I missed out on so many opportunities to share God's love with the people I know, my family, my friends, and so forth. You know, we want to make the most of our life, and we have to take responsibility for our lives. You know, we're not going to grow and mature as Christians unless we take responsibility for that work of development. I cannot do it for you as your vicar. Of course, I'm here to cheer you on and to support you and to encourage you, but I cannot do it for you. You know, your parents cannot do it for you. Your husband or your wife or your children cannot do it for you. You have to take responsibility for your growth and development as a Christian. You have to take responsibility for your transformation of your life. So Paul's encouragement to the Philippians and to us is to give our all for Christ, to make the most of every opportunity God gives us. But Paul does also give us real encouragement here, because he reminds us that we don't do it alone. Because he goes on to say, it is God who works in you to will and act in order to fulfill his good purpose. God is at work within us. We have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us to grow as the people of God. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect people. It doesn't mean that we won't make mistakes and get things wrong. Of course, we make mistakes. But it does mean that we can have hope, because God is at work within us to change our lives as we yield control to him. So we need to take responsibility for our own transformation of our lives. Secondly, we need to take responsibility for the transformation of society. Paul writes, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. At President Biden's inauguration a few weeks ago, a 22-year-old poet, Amanda Gorman, read a remarkable poem called The Hill We Will Climb. And the poem concluded with these words.
day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. Paul says that we are to be the light of the world. We are to shine like stars in the dark night sky. And as Christians, we carry the light of Christ within us. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." We are to shine as lights in the world, not to bring glory to ourselves, but to bring glory to God, our Father. And so we are to live in such a way that marks us out as being different from those around us who do not know Christ. That's why Paul says, do everything without grumbling or complaining. Now, I have to confess, when I think back to everything that's happened this last year, how many times have I been guilty of grumbling and complaining? But Paul says, do not grumble, do not complain. And Jesus says, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So love should be the defining mark of our lives. How do we change the world in which we live? Through love. Through the love that Jesus has implanted in our lives. And Paul says that we are to be pure and blameless. What does it mean to be pure and blameless? Well, can I encourage you to read Psalm 15? Because in Psalm 15, it tells us how we are to live. It says that we should act fairly. In other words, we should do the right thing. It says that we should always tell the truth. It says that we should not gossip or say cruel things, or in our modern world, we should not post or write cruel things or share lies on the internet. We should treat other people fairly. We should show respect to others. And we should keep our promises. And we should be generous. That's how we are to live in the world. And our values shine through our behaviour. So what would a stranger conclude we believed about life if the only thing they could observe was our behaviour? Paul also says that we should hold firmly to the word of life. In other words, we need to carry the good news of Jesus into the world, because the gospel is good news for a lost and broken world. And when Paul talks about shining like stars in the night sky, just think about how the stars illuminate the night sky. The best display of stars I've ever seen in my life was when I was in New Zealand and I visited Rotorua for a weekend. And the night sky was stunning. It was beautiful. I'd never seen stars like it. Unfortunately, in my rush to go away for the weekend, I left home wearing my prescription sunglasses and left my normal sunglasses at the house where I was living. So I had to look at the night sky through sunglasses, which did slightly have an impact on the view, but it was better than not wearing any glasses at all. But we are to shine like stars in the sky, to illuminate, to make a difference wherever we go. And thinking about holding out or holding firmly to the word of God, living out the gospel. One of the things that we're going to be doing during Lent is we're going to be inviting people to study the Archbishop of Canterbury's Lent book, Living His Story. And there'll be more about that at the end of this service. But that is all about, how do we live out? How do we reveal the extraordinary love of God in our ordinary and everyday lives? And I really do hope as many people as possible from church will engage in that Lent study. So we are called to transform the society in which we live. And thirdly and finally, we have to take responsibility for our role within the church. Being a Christian means that we should be prepared to pour out ourselves to serve others, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that was exactly what Paul was doing for the Philippians. He writes, "Even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me." For Paul, serving the church, although costly, was a privilege and joy. And remember, Paul is writing this under house arrest. And what Paul wants the Philippians to know, and for us to know, is the joy that comes from serving other people. And we too are called to love and serve the church. And when I refer to the church, I'm not talking about a building. I'm not talking about an institution. I'm talking about our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, the body of Christ. We are called to love and serve the church with all its imperfections. And let's be honest, it has many imperfections. We're called to love it because Christ loves the church and we are part of it. So each of us, irrespective of our age, our gender, or our background, has a part to play within God's church. To encourage one another, to build one another up, to pray for one another, to care for one another, to give of ourselves to our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. So we are to take responsibility for the role that we play within God's church. On the 18th of January, the world marked Martin Luther King Day. And it was on August 1963 that Martin Luther King gave his iconic "I Have a Dream" speech from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. And in that speech, he invited people to imagine what the world would be like where all people were treated equally. To imagine a day where people were not being judged by the colour of their skin, but by the content of their character. I just want you to take a moment to imagine, what would it look like if we were to take responsibility for the spiritual transformation of our lives? What would it be like if we were to take responsibility for the transformation of the society in which we live? And imagine, what would it look like if we took responsibility for our role within God's church? Imagine what it would be like if indeed we became blameless and pure, children of God without fault. Imagine what it would be like if we did in fact truly shine like stars in the sky. What difference would that make to our church, our family, our workplace, the community where we live, and our world? What difference would that make? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please help us to take responsibility for our spiritual transformation, to take responsibility for the transformation of the society in which we live, and to take responsibility, Lord, for our part within the God's church. And please, Lord, help us to become blameless and pure, to be children of God without fault in this world in which we live, and help us to shine like stars in the sky, to the glory of your name. Amen.